Everybody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Tell me why.
Tell me why. Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Back to the grind. What was that? I don't even know what that was. The Boomtown Rats bringing us into another episode, another exciting episode from the casebook of Vegas Nonstop. Joining me as always for the last way too long.
72 years,
1972. Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer.
Johnny, unbelievable what happened with this weather in the last hour. You took some unbelievable pictures, too.
Yeah, great pictures of clouds rolling in over the wind over the golf course at Las Vegas Country Club.
It's a twister, Auntie M.
Well, this weather has been, I mean, talk about the wind the other day. It was so windy.
How windy was it?
It was so windy that Mark Davis's hair was standing up straight up like Donald Trump's. It was so windy that we were looking for ruby slippers underneath the house.
You got any more? Come on,
I do,
you're
but
on
I
a
can't
roll.
Say I'm on the you're radio. On I wrote one that even Jay Emmerich said I couldn't say on the air. At the commercial, I'll say it for the Facebook friends. If you're near the computer, we're on Facebook also, on Facebook Live, at Jonathan Scott LV, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Scott LV as in Las Vegas. Like it, share us. Share us, like it. Big game for the NCAA. Also joining us, sports writer Rob Mish.
Hey now.
Hey, Kingsley. Every time he's a Gary Shandling. Did I ever tell you my Gary Shandling story?
No.
I'll tell it to you. Also, comedian Rob Sherwood.
Hey, what's up?
Do you have a Gary Shandling story?
I haven't heard your Gary Shandling story.
Well, do you have a Gary Shandling story? Did you ever meet Gary Shandling?
I never met Gary Shandling.
I was in Miami at the television show, at the NATB television convention, and it was the first time I went to Joe Stone Crab. And somebody said, you know, the line's going to be ridiculous at Joe Stone Crab. Look for a white-haired guy named Caesar. Ask him if his friend Andrew Jackson has been in today. And he said, and pass him some money, and you go, right. So I had a group of six people. I find Caesar with the white hair standing in the back. Andrew Jackson, pass him some money. He seats us right away, and Shanley's standing in line for like 2 hours. And he's like, he doesn't know what's going on. How come we're getting seated? He didn't understand. He just tipped the guy. And the guy was making like $200,000 a year. The major D at Joe Stone in Miami.
Wow. Yeah, I bet.
He was raking in the dough, but that's my only Gary Shandling story. Too bad.
Wait, Shandling didn't say anything to you or do anything?
He said he gave me a what's up.
That's like, it? That's
yeah,
your
like,
story?
I said, come join us. Yeah, I mean, really. Did he was standing in line like a schmuck.
Did you teach him how to grease the major D or anything?
That wasn't my job. That wasn't my father taught me at a very young age.
I thought you were going to tell us a great story like Shanley.
I thought it was going to be a fascinating Gary Shanley story.
Shanley like Gary Shanley.
He left him standing in line at a crab place.
I love that story, Jonathan.
Thank you, Rob.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Thanks, Rob. Another brush with greatness story.
One brown noser on the show.
Right. Really?
That Gary Shanley went way too soon. He was funny, man.
Some David Brenner.
He was really funny.
Shanley was hilarious.
And his show was great.
Yeah, it was a breakthrough show because it broke
awesome.
Through the fourth wall where he was always talking to the audience.
I love that show.
The episode with Gilda Radner when she was sneaking peeks at the fourth wall.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
I never saw that one.
Oh, it was classic, really Jonathan.
Yeah, she would look at the camera and then he goes, you're not looking at the camera, are you? And he goes, no. And then she'd look at the camera. It was great.
It was a sneak peek.
Yep.
NCAA, we got to talk about that first. It was an exciting weekend. If you're a basketball fan, you were watching college hoops over the weekend. I mean,
great games.
Neither
both.
Team covered.
Both.
Yep. Well,
both underdogs, correct?
Yeah, both dogs came in, and you know, if you had the dogs like we talked about, then you won your bet.
Well, I did give you South Carolina. I love them +7 or 6.5 or whenever you got it.
Tough
on,
team.
On
tough
Saturday.
Team.
Yeah, I was actually kind of sad to see them lose because they had come so far, and actually the women's South Carolina team. Pulled it off last night and won the championship.
Hey, who here watched that women's game Friday night?
That was unbelievable, too.
That was incredible.
There were people that were betting, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, the number was $2,000 to win $100 on UConn.
Right.
And they lost.
Yeah. Right.
Really?
Yeah.
UConn came into the game having won.
They were 20-point underdogs.
Yeah.
111 straight wins snapped.
And,
really?
And had lost to this team, South Carolina, or Mississippi State. Lost to them last year. By 65 points in the tournament.
Yeah.
And this little guard, 5'5",
she was fantastic.
Pulls up at the buzzer, drains it, the place goes nuts.
The best one was when they interviewed the coach from UConn.
You know what? I don't like that guy.
I thought he was great because he said, how are the girls doing? He goes, they're all in there crying, but guess what? There's been 111 other games where they sent girls into the locker room crying.
Right. Yeah.
He said, so they're going to be fine.
There's no crying in baseball.
Basketball.
I caught the Twitter storm with about 3 minutes left in regulation on Friday night, and everybody was, hey, watch this game. So I tuned it in, and it went into overtime, and it was worth watching the whole way. Yeah.
And I think controversy. The best thing about sports is when you see something like that, this huge underdog
organic,
come back and win.
Just develops.
It's great.
And,
yeah. It's great.
You're right. It is great.
It was David versus Goliath in every sense, yeah.
Is women's NCAA pretty popular? Can people bet on it?
During the regular season, I think the lines are limited, but certainly during the tournament, there were lines. As Rob mentioned, Connecticut was a 21 or 22 point favorite the other night, and they lost. I wonder what the money line was on that.
What I wonder is what were.
I don't even know if they would have had.
I wonder what the ratings were for that 20 or 30 minute snippet at the end there.
The end.
It had to have been an all time high for a women's game.
That was great.
Yeah.
Well, tonight we've got the big game. I think it's 6:30 our time here, Pacific time.
Yep, correct.
On CBS, the Tiffany Network. You want to talk about tonight's game at all?
Unbelievable game.
So 1.5 point spread.
So close to call. I think most places have it down at 1 right now. There were some 2s up earlier, and apparently some sharp money came in and started eating up Gonzaga with some big plays.
Yeah, it was 1.5 yesterday.
There's a couple of guys.
There might be some 2s. I'm sorry.
There's a couple of guys around town who have dropped some 6-figure bets on Gonzaga. Mm.
Zaga.
So usually they say the squares are going to be on UNC and the sharps are going to be on Zaga.
And it moved half a point, so it's down to 1 now.
It is 1. Yeah, wow. I've seen 1.
At least on here.
If you go to that Vegas Insider, shows every hotel and every casino.
It's 1 and 155.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I think it started at 153.
It did. You know? I actually grabbed it yesterday at 153.
I got some numbers for you guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah. You guys tell me what these numbers are referring to, okay? 31.0, 40.9, 26.7, 35.5, and 37.9. That is the opponent field goal percentage for Gonzaga in this tournament.
Their defense has played very well. They're
fantastic.
Only giving up. There's a 10-point differential on defenses between these teams where NC is giving up 71 points a game. Zags are only giving up 61, and they're both scoring in the low 80s.
And Gonzaga has outshot every single one of its opponents this season. Those are the numbers I love. I love Gonzaga. I love Nigel Williams-Goss.
They lost one
that
game.
That kid's a stud.
Yeah. He's a Finley Prep kid, too.
The one game they lost was to BYU as 20-point favorites.
Yes.
Right. At home.
Yes.
Yeah. We talked about that
game. Yes, sure did. Yeah.
Don't you guys have a bet going?
We do. I think I won our bet last week.
You're going to give me double nothing right now. I'm taking...
I didn't remember what the bet was, but I remember
Finley
you guys...
plus two. I think Finley. Finley.
I like the Zags.
You have, but you have to cater to me.
I do. Wait, I won, but
he's
I have to cater
team.
To you.
Yes.
I'll tell you what I do like. I like the under in this game. I think 155 is a little high, especially as you mentioned with the defense that Zags have been playing. I see this like a 71-67 or a 74-72 game.
If that. Yeah, I think I agree with you. Title games are typically hotly defended, poorly shot. Yeah, I'm right with you.
I mean, listen, NC was in this spot last year with that epic game against Villanova, and they lost at the buzzer. So this has been dwelling inside of them all year. They're here again.
Yeah, but I don't trust that point guard at all with my money.
On NC?
Yeah.
What about the experience factor? Just
zitch.
No? Out the door?
Zilch, nothing. No, I'm totally with Nigel Williams-Goss and his boys.
We're all going Zags, huh?
Yep.
That means Tar Heels are going to kill
him. I just like saying it. Like saying Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
We all like the Zag, so load up
I like
Tar
telling
Heels.
People right. where it is. Everyone comes up to me, they go, where is Gonzaga? I go, really? You don't know? They don't know. People
in
don't
Washington.
Know. Yeah, it's in Spokane. Yeah. People don't know.
I was kind of hoping Oregon would win that other game, and we'd have a true Western finale.
Right, it would be, the whole Northwestern final. That would have been awesome.
They gave it a good effort, too.
Well, and they could have 4 free throws missed, and they don't get the rebound on it.
But back up, too. How sloppy were they?
Terrible, terrible. Oh. The turnovers were disgusting.
Yeah.
And they made a big run in the second half.
Yeah, they were in it the whole way, but that was a heartbreak.
Yeah.
Fun to watch.
Yeah.
Great game to watch.
Tonight's
both games. Tonight's
fun.
Game should be amazing.
I think so.
With the big Polish kid in the middle.
I love him.
With the beard.
7 foot,
he's like 300
pounds. He's
like
huge.
How is that kid like 20 years old?
Who knows? And he's still growing.
He looks like he's 47.
That's Polish years.
Exactly.
It's Polish, not Polish.
Keep your eye on Zach Collins, too, the sixth man for the Zags from Bishop Gorman. He's a stud off the bench.
And he got lost to Gorman behind the likes of a Zimmerman and some of these other guys. This kid is the real deal.
They're starting to talk about him and the limelight he's getting right now as the first one-and-done player for Gonzaga.
Oh, really?
Yeah, unfortunately. I hope that's not the case.
I don't know. You think he's that good to be in the draft this year?
He's pretty damn good. You know, him and the kid for UCLA, TJ Leaf, I'd say they're neck and neck, and Leaf is going.
I wish
this just in,
I think they should stay.
The Red Sox have won opening day at Fenway Park, 5-3 over the Pirates.
There you go.
Our friend Mike Bryant will be happy to hear
Anthony,
that.
Anthony Benintendi, the stud rookie, hits a 3-run homer.
Oh, there you go. The big question from the Las Vegas Sun, can the Cubbies turn two?
No.
Can they turn two?
I don't think so.
Nope.
We saw it last night.
Yep.
Well, come on. They had a 3-run homer. It came close.
We did see it last night because Dexter Fowler is a big key of that team last year, and he's no longer with that team. So
I love Dexter Fowler.
Yep, me too.
Yeah, Fowler was great.
Altoid.
I just want to say, I think it's a little
Altoid
too
Chapman.
Maybe a little too early in the season to make predictions.
True.
Yeah. Yep.
Game one. Let's start making those predictions.
Yeah. Well, let's start betting now.
I'll make another prediction. I'll make another prediction after watching the Yankees yesterday. This might be the first losing season for the Yankees since 1992.
I don't know.
You know what longer streak just got busted?
What's that?
The Detroit Red Wings are not going to the playoffs.
I know.
Last time that happened was 1990.
Yeah, 27 years.
When do the Knights play? When do the
October?
This coming fall.
They do play this year though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody asked me and I wasn't sure. I thought, you know, I'm not a hockey fan.
I didn't know we had hockey.
The Golden Knights.
Don't get me started, please.
Yeah, me either.
Why?
They got to do something about that.
About the name? Is that what you just don't like the name?
Terrible.
It's awful.
It doesn't speak to hockey. It doesn't speak to Vegas. It doesn't speak to anything.
They would have been better off just being the Las Vegas Knights.
But when you spend
Knights kind of has
the Bobby
two,
Knights.
Double entendre.
Right.
You spend $500 million on a team, though. You can name it whatever you want.
I know, but he should have thought a little bit through it. And why don't they call him Las Vegas?
Yeah, instead of just
wanted
Vegas.
Wanted to be different. Wanted to be different.
Don't be different when you're
when you
the
have
first
friends
league.
Visit, they never say, hey, I can't wait to come and see you in Las Vegas. It's always Vegas.
I know, but that's not the name of the city. People say they want to go to L.A., too, but they're called the Los Angeles Dodgers.
I know you never call San Francisco Frisco.
Frisco,
either.
Right. They don't do that. They don't call, you know.
They don't like that.
Vegas is just a different bird.
That's our problem.
Let's go to the Strip. You going to go down to the Strip? No, I'm going to go down and strip.
All right.
Let's hope not.
Hot in the studio.
Can't imagine why.
I don't know.
Your jokes are pretty cold.
Ho, ho, ho. Let's hear, Woody, I don't hear you coming up with any jokes, funny boy. Tonight, Jarrett and Raja open up at Hooters. Speaking of fun places to go.
Wait, who's
Hooters
opening
Casino.
Up?
What is Jarrett and Raja?
Magician versus Maestro.
Huh?
And you know they were. If you would have been on the Friday show, on Vegas Nonstop Friday show, they joined us. And Raja is a Juilliard graduate who somehow took up magic. They're on Shark Tank, and tonight's our opening night at Hooters. It's one of the only dinner shows.
I got Juilliard.
What do they
Shark
do?
Tank and Hooters.
That's
I don't
right.
get it.
Yeah. And if you went to the show, you would.
Where are they performing? That there's a dinner show
at the Hooters showroom. I'm guessing it's going to be wings.
At the new hotel?
What's that new
what
Hooters
they
hotel?
They just renovated it.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Big renovation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do they do?
Magic.
It's a magic show?
Yeah, it's a magic show.
They went to Juilliard to learn magic?
No. They went to Juilliard to learn how to play the piano. I don't know. I'm going tonight.
I gave that up for magic.
Shout out
to
Jackie.
You're not watching the championship game. You're going to Hooters.
Game starts at 6:30.
To watch Juilliard grad
They'll
do
have
magic.
It on. They'll have it on. They'll have the game on. I'll say, excuse me, Magic Boys. I gotta watch the game.
What are their names again?
Raja, I got Raja.
Yeah, Jarrett and Raja.
Raja's
really
an
nice
Indian
guys.
Person. I take
it's
it.
Two guys.
East Indian, not feathers. That's not feathers. But you know, these guys are great. Yeah, they were a lot of fun. They were on the Friday show with us.
I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my hat.
He doesn't even talk like that. You know who I saw? I saw Amal Jha.
That sounded German to me. That sounded a little German. I saw Amal.
Don't tell me my Indian is not good, Rob.
There you go.
Jeffrey with a G.
No, you're getting
Jeffrey
it
with a G is doing dialects now. I love that.
When I was growing up in Montreal, my best friend across the street was Indian. And, yeah. And my brother and I, we used to leave our bikes and our toys on the lawn. And his father used to come out and yell at us, Jeffrey and Michael, if you leave your bicycles on my lawn anymore, I'm going to take them away from you.
He's doing Peter Sellers from The Party.
I don't know what he's doing. All of a sudden, Jeffrey's doing dialects.
It was great.
I saw my friend Joshi, speaking of East Indians, over at Neonopolis last week. And they've got a new club there called The Nerd, which has 8 bowling lanes in it. Pretty cool. It's open. It's on the second level at Neonopolis.
Well, I saw you there with the mayor.
I was with Mr. and Mrs. Mayor twice last week.
I was going to say 2 days in a row last week.
You were at the first one.
That was
the
crazy.
Opening, yeah, at the opening of Wahlburger at Bally's. I forgot what they call those outdoor stores. They've
the
got a name
Bazaar.
For them. Yeah, the Bazaar Shops.
The Bazaar Shops.
B-A-Z-A-R.
And we stood around for about 2 hours.
They were 2.5 hours late. It wasn't the best well-run red carpet we've ever been to.
But finally, we saw Mackie Mack.
You left. You bailed.
I bailed. This,
you right bailed after, before my questions, like 5 minutes before I got
to. I had to leave. I had another event to go to.
It was 2.5 hours. I know. So finally I get to Wahlburg, and it's like I'm the last interview. Okay, I'm like waiting. They're shoving, you know, girls that are in junior high in front of me. It was like ridiculous. So anyway, it comes up NBC Sports, Jonathan Scott. Mark, you know, Patriots obviously had a great year. Celtics are doing well. What do you think about the Red Sox? He says, well, the Red Sox, I think, are going to clinch their division. And I said, in a non-related question, if Ted was here and he ordered a Wahlburger, what kind of a Wahlburger would he order? And he said, marijuana.
You didn't nail him for leaving the Super Bowl early?
We didn't want to
piss him off. I said to Jonathan, if you want to really ask him a question that's going to get him going, ask him why he really left the Super Bowl at halftime.
With two very healthy-looking kids.
I didn't want to get him all upset at the burger opening. His brother Paul was there, family, media.
I never even got a burger. He kept saying,
and
where's the burger?
He almost tackled three people trying to get one. He goes running into the store. Security goes running after him, grabs him, pulls him out. And
they
says, you're
did
not,
not.
You're not allowed.
They didn't grab me and pull me out. That's like a writer's embellishment of the story.
Embellishment?
Yeah.
That big dude at the door didn't go running after you to pull you out?
No.
What?
He said, you know, that's, I don't know what he said, but I said, okay, whatever. We had the tater tots. We had Ted's tater tots. We're going to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio. KBAD 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Dillingham to Morgan Williams. 3 seconds from the top of the key. Drives right of the lane. Jumper is good! And Mississippi State wins! The Bulldogs storm the floor as they shock Connecticut. One of the biggest upsets in women's college basketball history. 66-64.
Everybody, Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Saturday, April 29th, Big Dogs Draft House, Rancho and Craig presents the annual Peace, Love, and Happiness Beer Festival. Peace, Love, and Happiness pays homage, I love saying homage, to hop-forward beers and bold barbecue flavors featuring bold IPAs and double IPAs from around the country, gearing this festival towards loyal hop hounds, which to me always sounded like speed freaks. Hop hounds. There's going to be more than 40 craft beers and a choice of delicious barbecue platters. Enjoy an afternoon of live music, tasters, half pours, and full pint. Tasters, half pours, and full pints. I like saying that, too.
What was that? Half pours?
Half pints. Half pours.
I like that.
Yeah, half pour. So you can taste it. Save time waiting in line. Buy your beer tokens in advance at BigDogsBrews.com. That's Peace, Love, and Happiness. Beer Festival Saturday, April 29th, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Big Dogs Draft House, Rancho and Craig. We just shot the commercial last week for it. Big fun. Also, live music on the patio on Thursdays if it's not storming and wind like hurricane and like the Wizard of Oz.
A Twister.
Yeah, like Twister things going, like playing Twister. Carlitos Burritos has a new location at 4300 East Sunset in Henderson with New Mexican cuisine at its best. Tuesdays are two tacos for the price of one. It's two taco day.
Two
for Tuesday.
You always have a hard time with that.
I know.
That's clever.
Two for Tuesday.
Yeah, but everyone does two for Tuesday.
On taco day.
Yeah.
On taco day?
Yeah. They should do three for Thursday and mix it up a little.
Five for Friday.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Fine with Wednesday.
The Blind Pig Restaurant.
Seven for Sunday.
The Blind Pig Restaurant, which reminds me of my ex-wife, at 4515 Dean Martin Boulevard, directly outside of Panorama Towers, offers a great menu from Brooklyn-born chef Tommy D'Antonio.
Tommy's great. He's great. And his food is actually very,
chef
very
Tommy,
good.
Those meatballs are just, I love the meatballs.
Yes, I know.
Kimmy's watching, so we're getting a shout-out.
Hi, Kimmy.
She's homesick with her period. Meatballs to kill for.
Really?
And that may have happened. No, I'm just making that up.
Why would you do that?
I'm making it up. Social hours, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. with half-price appetizers, $4 shots, $3 beers. That's the Blind Pig Ex-Wife Restaurant.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know.
I think we just lost all three listeners.
I don't know. AA Cassaro Plumbing has been working in Clark County since 1982, has installed plumbing systems in over 6,000 homes, dozens of customs homes, assisted living centers, shopping centers, retail tenant improvements, full-service restaurants, fast food chain restaurants, sandwich shops, and pizzerias. Brothers Angelo and Joe Cassaro have worked together for more than 30 years, starting in Buffalo, New York. Following their father's footsteps together, Angelo and Joe have over 70 years' experience. A name you can depend on for all of your plumbing needs, that's AA Cassaro Plumbing, and give them a call at 702-361-5386. 361-5386. We talked about our wine club a little bit. We're still talking. People are still talking about the wine party that we had at the Maloof's penthouse at Park at Palm's Place. I was going to say Park Place, but I played a lot of Monopoly.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable night.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I think I'm still recuperating.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago now. Or
did you go to that, Rob?
Somebody. No.
Yeah, me either.
Oh, I didn't go. Well, you're busy. You're doing your clown boys.
You can't come on Friday night.
Yes, I can.
From 6 to 9?
8:30. Oh, 6 to 9?
It was 6 to 9,
that's too early.
That was on a Saturday?
No, Friday.
Friday? How crazy was it? What did you guys get into?
Well, we tried to do a murder mystery.
Oh, yeah?
And I wound up killing someone. Yeah, which is always fun. We went through 144 bottles of wine.
Did
just,
really?
Just yeah. You and Jeff?
And that was just me and Jeffrey with a D. I know, we had a great turnout.
You know, it was one of those nights where you didn't know what was going to happen, and it just organically developed into something really fun with a lot of different kinds of people from different areas of Las Vegas. Some chefs, some
we had a lot of chefs.
Business
Chef Gino
people.
Showed.
Gino
Chef,
was there.
Chef Carlo Pellegrino, by the way.
Carlo was there.
Saw Chef Carlo over the weekend from Britalian Restaurant on Eastern Avenue in Hendertucky. If you're a local and you're watching on the Facebook, you've got to try Britalia. Talk about great meatballs as well. Chef Carlo was on the Friday podcast and brought that pork chop that I just, oh my God.
What pork chop?
She's got a pork chop. It's like 3 inches thick with hot Italian peppers on it.
Oh my God.
To just die for. It's just so good. And her New York strip, she brought a New York strip steak.
Did Vinny Favorito call you and say, I'm not there and now
Vinny watches. Vinny sent me a note this morning because I sent that thing of how an Italian guy sells his house. Did you see it? Did you watch that little clip?
No, I saw the clip. I haven't watched it yet, though.
I can't play it on this, but I can play it on Friday. It's one of the funniest things you'll ever see. It's a New York Italian guy trying to sell his house. it's you know the King's English.
He's trying to sell it by himself?
Yeah, he just walks. It's an empty house, and he walks around and curses a lot.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
It's really funny. Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah.
So I think those are all my shout-outs. Actually, I've got another one. You know, I did this on Saturday. I volunteered for the Miracle League, which was just a ton of fun. And
that's a great little stadium they have over there.
Have you been there?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they asked me to announce the game. So
did you do it?
So I called the game. And it's these kids that are challenged, and you know, and everybody gets to bat, and they go through the whole lineup, and the kids just. So it reminded me of when my son Johnny was little, and he would just play T-ball and would just run out into center field because they just hit the ball and run.
They don't know where to go.
And, you know, and there's no winner, there's no loser, and they did team photos.
Kind of like watching the Braves play.
it was very rewarding.
There's always a winner and a loser.
Jonathan, did you do your best, Harry Carey?
They wouldn't have known if I did, but I was having fun with it. I was holy cow! You know, I was calling them up, and they play music for every kid that gets up. He's got he or she has their own music to play.
A little walk up music,
yeah. A little walk up music as they're coming up to the plate. And some of these kids are, you know, they're in wheelchairs and they don't really. Some of them don't even know where they are. But it's great, and they've got a home run derby that's coming up. So I promised them I would make an announcement. So you can go to miracleleague.com, I think, or .org, and find out information for the Home Run Derby. It's going to be the same day as the Beer Fest. It's going to be on the 29th, April 29th, over at Miracle League Stadium, which is on Rancho, 101, I think it's 101 South Rancho.
Yeah, it's at Rancho in the...
And 95,
yeah.
Yeah, really, Rancho and 95.
Right behind First Christian Church there.
That's exactly where it is.
Yep.
And the kids, the game is for like a one-hour game. There's two innings. And in between innings, they do the chicken dance, which it's worth going just to see the chicken dance.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, like that.
Well, and those are kids that thought they'd never be able to do any of that. You know, they thought they'd never play sports. They'd never be on a ball field.
Yeah, it's
so
great.
And a lot of them really know what's going on. I mean, you know, they're challenged, but they have the time of their life.
And
they really do.
And they're really passionate about it.
Oh, they are. Because they've never, you know, they have little uniforms on. And they didn't think that they'd ever be able to do anything like that. So it's really cool.
It was very rewarding. It was this one kid called himself the Great Bambino.
Oh, nice.
And he gets up to home plate, and he's pointing to center field.
Calling his shot.
He's calling it to center field.
I love it.
And I'm watching this kid, and this other kid comes up to me and says, I want everybody to stand up when I get to the plate. I went, okay, everybody stand up for Phil.
You know what? He probably loved it.
He did.
How did the Bambino do? Did he go yard?
He actually got it out of the infield. Which
really?
Was great. You know, they play with like a foam
soft,
rubber ball and you know, plastic bat. And they toss the bat. And they make, if they hit the ball, they flip the bat
but
up.
It's amazing how they know all the nuances of the game, right?
One of the kids in a wheelchair ran over the ump with the wheelchair. I mean, it was like...
Start kicking dirt on him a la Billy Martin.
And I'm announcing this as it's going on.
And the parents, most of the parents, because I've done it before, and most of the parents are like, it's really for them, too, because they never thought...
Right.
That their kids would do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's really awesome.
So maybe you'll come out on Home Run Derby with me.
Yeah. What night is it?
It's the 29th. It's a Saturday, April 29th. So we've got some time.
I'll be here.
Oh, great.
Let me know. Maybe I will.
Oh, good.
I'd love to do that with you.
Miracle League Field. It's at the 95 and Rancho.
And Rancho, right behind the First Christian Church there.
I've got some
there's
stuff
the Shriners
on
thing across the street, and then there's First Christian Church, and it's right behind that.
Cool. Are Rob and I allowed to play in the Home Run Derby?
I've got notes around here somewhere. Maybe you could bring one of your friends that you perform with.
Oh, yeah. I'll try to do that.
One of your friends. Anyone in particular?
He knows who I am.
Anyone of my particular friends?
Yeah, the redheaded one.
Oh, okay.
I can't find what I said about it. Anyway.
Going through all your notes.
Somewhere.
Got a lot of notes.
I got notes, but I can never find them.
You need a secretary.
I know. Las Vegas City Council votes April 5th on a garbage removal contract that isn't due to renew for 4 years.
What are they voting for? If they're going to pick it up or not?
Well, yeah.
I would think that's going to get pretty well overwhelming voting.
Breaking up a monopoly in America should be a priority to fair trade for all in a democracy, but evidently the good old boy network is alive and well in Las Vegas with a contract coming up to vote 4 years early that would give Republic Waste Removal an exclusive lock on the city's garbage pickup for another 12 years.
Wow.
Appeasing the competition, Las Vegas City Council has assigned a committee to assess the monopoly that can care less about fair trade or further care less about our environment and recycling because they're getting rid of the recycling completely and just doing one pickup a week and single streaming. So no more recycling.
I heard it was all going in one place anyway.
It was going in all in one place, I think, yeah.
Well, there are recycle places that it does go to. So anyway, but that's...
Were they separated?
If you're concerned about that, you can... Yeah. You can go to Citizens Outreach and find out about that. There's a website is givemechoice.com, givemechoice.com. And there should be really a request for proposal on that, but that's our community little...
GiveMeChoice.com.
Yeah, GiveMeChoice.com if you're concerned about the
choice
community.
Choice is where we can dump our garbage?
Well, I mean, they're going to charge you
Mine's
more.
Mine's going to the sidewalk.
I'm with Rob on this one.
Well, if you want to pay more for garbage pickup, then go ahead. But
it's waste management, man.
It's waste management. I get it. I know it.
Is the Republic truck, is that the one that
Those
Sammy,
are the ones that have the lock.
Is that the one that Sammy Davis rode on in the first Ocean's 11?
Yes.
61?
Probably.
Yes.
They've probably been doing
been
it since
that long.
Then.
It's the only garbage company in the town.
Time for another commercial, I think, as Bobby's playing the theme from The Godfather.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay right where you are.
Robertson gets into Westbrook. He's open. Raymond lays it in with a left hand. Russell with 57. 7 in overtime. Thunder 114-106 over the Magic. That will likely do it, baby. Finishing touches.
John and Scott Vegas nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Talking sports, talking comedy, talking baseball, talking food, talking smack.
Because you never stop talking.
Not on radio, you don't.
I know. That's why you have a radio.
What's the Madison Club? Is that in New York?
No, it's a golf course in Palm Springs.
Oh. Every time I'm in Palm Springs, the car wants to pull into Betty Ford. It's just like automatically wants to go, turn left.
What is that? What is that telling you?
Yeah.
Speaking of Madison, how about Madison Bumgarner yesterday?
Oh,
Madison Blues.
Going yard twice on opening day as a pitcher.
Had a perfecto going in the sixth inning.
And not only that, these are not like pitcher home runs. These are bombs.
Yeah.
These are bombs.
That bullpen just stinks. Oh, my God. And they got rid of Romo, too, who's now with the Dodgers, and they still blew
Romo's
that one.
Still around?
He's with the Dodgers.
With the beard and everything?
Yeah, he's horrible.
Well, you
twitchy.
Know, pitchers can hit. You know the reason why they can't hit, and I got this from... from Oral Hershiser.
Rick Sutcliffe?
No, they can't hit because they never bat. He goes, if you look at a, like, because he says he's a great batting coach, because he came to the show one night.
Oh.
And I said, okay, if you're such a great batting coach, how come you pitchers never hit well? He says, because we never get to. So first of all, in the American League, they never get
they
to
don't
hit.
Practice
right.
at all.
Right.
So no BP, no
well,
nothing.
Well, plus, in the National League, if you pitch every 5 days, and if you bat maybe three times in that game, you're not getting,
getting
up there enough.
Over the course of the year, you're getting 90 at-bats,
right.
basically.
You're not getting up there right. enough. And batting is timing. It's, they really—
Seeing the ball, seeing
right.
pitches,
so,
seeing everything.
I mean, you look at, what's his name is also from the Cubs is a pretty good hitter.
But Rob, Arrieta.
Rob,
Arrieta. Arrieta is a good hitter.
Greg Maddux said he would never pitch in the American League because he always wanted to hit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because it's not—
Maddux
because,
was a decent hitter, right?
He was.
Yeah, it's just that they don't get to do it enough.
Right.
You know, like every day.
I think Glavin was pretty good too, no?
Yeah.
He hockey could, player from the Northeast.
How about Bartolo Colon?
Yeah.
He can smack around a few balls too.
Yeah, and he hit it, wouldn't he? Last year he hit his first home run ever.
At 40 was 41 or something.
And then he got winded running the bases.
Right.
He got to third, had to stop and take a knee. And then he got from third to home, and then they took him out of the game.
That sounds like the Miracle League.
Aww.
Now, what about this electronic batter's box that we were talking about? And also the taking the walk
I
and just waving them on to first base.
That, you know what?
That
I didn't
I
see it yesterday. Rob did. I hated it when they
did
announced it.
In the Cubs game.
And I'm glad I didn't see it.
Yep, Madden just pointed, and the guy went from the dugout to first base.
I mean, it doesn't happen a lot, but every once in a while there's a wild pitch.
Yeah. It can happen.
Every once in a while.
Last night it was raining.
It was raining, and who knows? You know, I hate that, but I do. I think the electric. Umpire.
I like the electric umpire.
That. I like
that's
that.
Eric. What's his name?
Because last night,
Burns,
even in the game. And I hate ESPN for putting that box on the screen.
I know.
Because it's outside of the box, and they're calling strikes.
Yep.
And I'm like, then why
or
do you have
to it's
box
on the
it?
Box, and they're calling
and
call balls.
And not even on the fringe, but
right.
something that's you
no.
know not far from the middle.
Right,
but,
yeah,
that
exactly.
he's not saying anything.
I know.
And I know.
I know
that that's the human error of having a real umpire, but, okay,
but that's
fine.
Why if the electronic messaging would eliminate
be,
all that.
Right. right, it would eliminate that, and they said that there's no time because he's hearing it,
right.
and he's calling it. It's not going to slow up the game.
Not
it'll
at all.
Be,
if anything, it'll speed it up.
And then everyone's going to know what the true strike. I mean, and there is a true strike zone, but umpires are human, and they, you know, they have their own little strike zone. And I also think it's ego. I think these guys all want to be a little different from the other guy, and they kind of, well, my strike zone's a little bigger, mine's a little smaller. But I think a nice consistency in that would be awesome. And it works. They did it in the minor league, and it worked.
Exactly.
It wasn't slowing up games or anything.
Yeah, I mean, you have the technology. Why not use it?
Yeah, put that
exactly.
in. Put right. that in and let
take away the
intentional
walk.
Yeah, the
right.
intentional. Because right. I think that I hate that rule.
Which is supposed to speed up the game by an average of 14 seconds.
Wow.
What can you do with that 14 seconds?
Where do I start?
Eat a hot dog. let's talk about World Series championship streaks for a while. The obvious one who's had the longest streaks, of course, would be the Yankees.
Well, of course they
right.
do.
What do you mean World Series championships?
Streaks in a row.
Games in a row.
So the Yankees from 1949 titles. 1949 to 1953, the Yankees had five consecutive years. 1936 to 1939, the Yankees had four consecutive years. Want to guess who had from 1972 to 1974?
The Reds.
A's.
Nope. A's.
Oakland Athletics.
Yeah.
Oh, not Cincinnati.
1995 to the year 2000.
Yankees.
The Cubs, 1907 and 1908.
Well, there you go. There's a streak.
Okay, here's another one from 1910 to 1911.
White Sox?
Red Sox.
No. It was the Athletics again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Philadelphia Athletics.
I was going to say they weren't in Oakland.
1950.
Then.
I know it's a long way back. 1915 to 1916.
What was it like back then, John?
Dark. Very dark. It was the Red Sox, 1915, 1916. 1921, this is a tough one. 1921.
We traded Babe Ruth when? 1918? Was the curse of the Bambino?
No, they got rid of him in 26, wasn't it? Or
18.
This is a tough one. 1921 and 1922.
21 and 22?
Mm-hmm. This is a tough one.
It wasn't the Red Sox.
Nope. This is kind of
It wasn't the Marlins.
No, it wasn't the Marlins. No, there was no Marlins.
I know. That was the joke, Goofy.
I know. Hey, that's...
The Senators. The Washington
New York
Senators.
Giants.
Yeah.
The New York Giants.
The New York Baseball Giants.
Baseball Giants.
Wow. New York Baseball Giants.
Yanks, 27 and 28.
Well, that was Murderer's Row.
1929 and 1930.
Hmm.
That was the Athletics again.
Really?
1975, 1976.
That's the Reds.
That would be the Reds. That's right.
Great
game. Was that Pete Rose? Was that Pete Rose in it?
Yes. That was Rose. That was Johnny Bench. That was everybody. That was that famous World Series against the Red Sox with
Bernie Carbo.
Carlton Fisk.
Carlton Fisk,
Pudge.
77 and 78.
Yankees again.
Yeah.
That was against the Dodgers?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was Reggie's hitting three home runs.
Right. And that was right after that is when Thurman Munson got killed.
Oh, 79.
79, yeah, right after that.
1992 and 1993, Jeffrey with a G.
Toronto.
Say it again? Yeah, it was Toronto.
Got it.
That was Joe Carter's walk-off off the Wild Thing.
Yeah.
Wild thing.
Where's he at? Did he stay in baseball as a coach or anything?
No. Mitch Williams?
Yeah.
He was around for a little bit on the Baseball Network, I think. He's actually a pretty good TV guy. I like Mitch Williams. Wild thing.
The Wild Thing. So, any predictions besides the Cubs to go all the way for the World Series? Are you going to say you're Bo Sox? Are you going to just really lock it down on the Red Sox?
I'm going to. They won 95 games last year. They picked up Chris Sale, one of the top lefties in the game, to add to that rotation. Porcello pitched great today. Some concern about David Price. Some concern about the lineup without Ortiz. But they have a lot of young talent, and Benintendi showed it today. It's going to be hard to replace Big Poppy's bat.
Is he staying in baseball, Poppy, somehow?
He's out.
He's not even tennis.
Yeah, he's playing tennis now.
Those commercials are awesome. They're awesome.
I'll take the Indians to go to the World Series for $20 over you. Encarnacion.
I like the Indians as well.
Oh, I got a bet. There's a bet going.
$20. Action on the floor here.
I can't wait until October to collect this.
Yes. Indians over the Reds.
It's a long-term bet. Right. It's a future bet.
$3 a month.
Hold on. We still got to go double nothing on the 20 I won from you last week.
I'll take Gonzaga and a point and a half.
It's 1 point, actually.
Then I'll take Carolina.
There you go.
I'll give you 1 point.
In my mind, I'm going to Carolina.
I got the Zags plus one?
Yes, I got Carolina. Give
Double
you one.
Double nothing.
Yes.
Okay, we've got it on tape. We've got it for the history books. We're going to take our last commercial message. You're listening to Vegas 9 Stop here on NBC Sports. KBAD 920 AM. Stay right where you are. Get it started here. We're trying to wake up here. Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio, KBAD 920 AM. Welcome. If you've got questions, we're on Facebook Live at Jonathan Scott LV. Like us, share us, share us, like us, like us, share us, and all that good stuff. So, big final today, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on CBS Television. Jeffrey with a G, you've got more final comments about the big NCAA finals tonight.
I keep going back and forth. Obviously, Gonzaga is the Cinderella story, and you have Goliath.
Cinderella story.
You really think so?
You got to drop your lower lip when you say that.
At the end of the day, it's Goliath is North Carolina still.
No, I don't think so. Look, Gonzaga's been their first final, but they're good every single year. But they haven't gone over the hump.
They haven't been in the situation where all the money's on the line.
Time to go over that hump.
They're far from a mid-major.
No, they're not. They've shattered all of that. Right. They've been a good team for a long time.
Their non-conference schedule is strong.
True or false, North Carolina's the best team they faced all year. This will be their biggest challenge.
Under the circumstances, yes.
If Joel Berry was 100%, then I would definitely say that, but he's not.
I think I like him. I do. I think they're going to, and I don't think they're a Cinderella. I mean, I really don't. You can't be the number one seed and lose one game this season and be considered a Cinderella.
Good point. And we do have two number one seeds in the finals.
Cinderella story.
Yeah.
You got to drop your lower lip when you say
easy, Bill.
The Cinderella story. You seen Bill Murray's new line of golf clothing that's out? William Murray Golf. Go to William Murray Golf. You want to see some really cool, cool clothes for golfers. Really fun stuff.
Will they let you on a golf course wearing it?
Yeah, yeah. No, it's a real line. It's
a
real line.
Did you see him at Pebble Beach? He was wearing overalls?
Yeah. I missed it this year.
He wore overalls at Pebble Beach this year.
He was sniping at a fan. Did you see that? Yeah. There was a little go-between.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, what happened? No.
Someone said something wrong, and he didn't want to sign something, and he was staying away, and the person was chasing him, and he was like, keep that person away from me. It was really,
really
weird. Yeah, it was really strange.
Bill's the nicest guy on the planet.
Really nice, yeah, but he was wearing overalls. He looked like a farmer out there.
I like that. It looks like a camera.
Yeah, I know. That's when I take pictures of people.
Look into the camera.
Yeah, I take a picture of you.
So everybody's on Zaga. tonight. No, nobody's taken.
I don't know. I'd like to see Gonzaga win, but my gut tells me North Carolina just ekes it out. I don't know.
My gut tells me it's time for lunch.
And I do like the under tonight. I think 155. I'll give our listeners two picks. You just had a sandwich in the break room before we came in.
I'm starting my diet today.
That didn't fill that up.
I'll give our listeners two picks for tonight. I'm going to go under 155 in the championship game, and I'm taking Cleveland Indians and Corey Kluber minus 15 cents tonight in Texas against Yu Darvish.
That's your parlay? You're mixing baseball and NCAA?
You can mix whatever
you want.
I
know. I'm just asking.
Yes. Under in the championship game.
He's a mixer.
He's a mixer.
And the Cleveland Indians tonight.
Good call on the under. I like that.
Tiger Woods is ever going to be significant again.
No. He's never going to be competitive.
Bye-bye.
And he's probably never going to win anything ever again.
But he keeps trying to qualify, right?
Yes, but he's never going to compete with Spieth. And
Johnson, DJ,
and McIlroy. These kids are in their 20s.
Yeah.
He's 40 years old and beat up. He's never going to compete
against psychologically,
he's
lost.
The only thing he can maybe come through with is if he saves himself for 10 more years and he can play in the Senior Tour. Senior Tour is it. He's
or
never...
if there's a mini golf lineup.
Have you guys gone to Top Golf yet?
Yes.
Yes.
A lot of fun, right?
That's a lot
Very
of fun.
Very good time.
It's a good time.
A lot of fun. They do concerts there.
Yeah.
They have a swimming pool on the roof.
Yeah, Tiger's never going to win anything ever again.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No.
And it's kind of ironic that she came at him with a 5-iron.
Well, that was the closest thing she could grab. Irony with the iron?
Well, yes. I didn't think of that when I said it, but sometimes these things just write themselves, don't they Rob?
Yes, they do.
What's going on with
You're
you?
Brilliant.
I know, you know,
nothing.
Anything
same
different?
Thing, no, same thing I do.
Open for Carrot Top.
Open for Carrot Top.
Are you still back in Chicago alone?
Yeah, I'll be in Zany's.
Love Zany's.
I mean, first of all, I've got a red eye out on the 9th. Red eye that night, going to be in
11th.
Chicago, 8 o'clock. Sunday night, going to be there, 8 o'clock Monday morning to go to opening day.
Cubs opening day. Nice. My father and grandfather would pull me out of school every year.
Going to watch the raising of the banner. It's
going to
be
the
awesome.
W.
Playing the Dodgers.
Ooh.
Yeah. Cubs Dodgers at Wrigley.
So you potentially could see it because Kershaw pitched today.
Right, so it could be Kershaw.
You could see a Kershaw Arrieta matchup?
Opening day after the World Series, raising of the banner. I told Scott,
it'll be 34 degrees.
He's giving me the night off. I'm taking the night off to go.
That's great.
I go, you're going to have to open the show. You're going to do the show without me because I'm going. He goes, where are you going? I go, opening day after the World Series at Wrigley, raising of the banner. He goes, yeah, you got to go.
Is Scott a big sports fan? Of any
yeah,
team?
Yeah. He's me and him, we're both
Florida.
Dolphin fans.
Yeah.
We're Dolphin football fans.
Dolphins.
And
you're from New York.
I know. No, I lived in Florida, too. When I was 15, I moved to Florida.
Okay.
So when I moved down there, there was nothing but the Dolphins.
True.
That was it. That
you guys are both Dolphins fans.
I know.
Vince Neil's a big Dolphins fan.
Oh, yeah, I see him at Red Rock all the time with his Dolphins jersey.
Yeah, but he likes sports, but he's not. I think that's about the only team like he really follows, and he loves NASCAR.
He's spending more time in Florida, isn't he?
Well, he goes once a month when
his family is
off. Yeah. Well, he grew up there. His
what
dad.
Part?
He grew up right outside of Titusville. He grew up on near Cocoa Beach. His dad was an engineer for NASA.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and helped design the moon rover and stuff. Yeah, his dad was really really bright, a really smart guy.
You know what I liked about
And his brother was an F-16 jet fighter pilot.
Wow.
So he comes from a really bright family. He's really smart.
Well, he's a genius.
Yeah, he is. No, he's really, he's...
Scott aside from that.
Huh?
Scott's really smart?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, you can't. That's hard to do what he
uh-oh.
Does.
Uh-oh, we're out of time. But he thinks funny, and you know that's what I like about not every comic thinks funny. He just
right,
thinks,
he does. But
he's
you know what? And
funny.
It always drives me crazy because comics always go, "Well, it's a shortcut. He's got props." I go, "Try to do that. Try to write
he's
a joke
so much more than that.
That's tied in with a prop.
Yeah,
see
it's
how,
harder.
See how easy you think
it's
that
harder.
Is. It's way harder.
Of course,
it's way harder. And he's got seven trunks full of them.
More minutes or 4 seconds? Are we done? Are we done? 3 seconds? I want to thank Rob Mitch, sports writer Rob Mitch, Rob Sherwood for making it go by so much faster.
Oh, thank you.
Jeffrey with a G.
Thank you, sir.
That's what women always say.
Yeah, if you want to learn more about our wine club,
can you go faster?
Go to
thanks
Vegas,
for making it go by so
Vegas
fast.
VegasWineLovers.com. If you see us out there, please buy us drinks. Jonathan Scott,
best
eat well,
10
party
seconds
hard.
Of your life.
Eat well,
we
party hard.
No reasons, because there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be sure? Whoa, 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 whoa. Tell me why I don't lie.